This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. After months of legislative defeats, President Donald Trump, in a speech in Springfield, Missouri, this past Wednesday, announced an ambitious plan to overhaul the U.S. tax code. While his announcement was thin on details, among the things he specified was that the corporate tax rate would be cut from its current 35% to about 15%. He did not mention that by taking advantage of gaping loopholes, corporations are already paying far lower taxes than 35%. Trump also promised to lower the tax rate on individuals. His proposal is in line with long-standing Republican demands to reward the wealthy, using the justification that it helps create jobs for ordinary Americans. But decades of trickle-down economics show that helping the wealthy get richer does only that, help them get richer. Now a broad-based coalition of progressive organizations have come together to stop Trump's proposed tax plan. My guest is TJ Helmstetter. He is the communications director with Americans for Tax Fairness. Welcome to the program, TJ.
Thank you for having me.
So first, what can you tell about what Trump's tax plan actually involves? His office released a one-page explanation of what exactly it would be. And as far as I understand, that's about all we know so far, a single page.
That's right. The administration has been slow to release details. But from what we know, in terms of what they've said in speeches and interviews, et cetera, is that they plan to cut taxes for millionaires, billionaires, and corporations. And ultimately, those tax cuts will be paid for by cuts to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, public education, and priorities for working families.
And of course, maybe it's one page because Trump has trouble dealing with more than a single page at a time. At least that's what news reports suggest. So is the justification for rewarding wealthy Americans and wealthy corporations what I mentioned, which is somehow by pouring money into the pockets of wealthy individuals and corporations, that will trickle down to the rest of us like crumbs from the table of the big shots?
Yeah, we know that doesn't work. We've lived through those experiments before. The fact is, we need to cut through a lot of Republican myths about their plans for tax cuts. The first myth is that tax cuts for millionaires and corporations do not create jobs. What does create jobs is investment in infrastructure and education. Which is interesting because the Republican budgets, both under Paul Ryan and under the president, cut those priorities. So again, we're cutting education and infrastructure to give tax cuts to millionaires. That doesn't seem very wise for job creation.
Let's actually hear an excerpt of the speech that Trump gave on Wednesday in Springfield, Missouri. This was, his first sort of major announcement on his proposed tax code. This is what Donald Trump had to say.
Our self-destructive tax code cost Americans millions and millions of jobs, and I am fully committed to working with Congress to get this job done, and I don't want to be disappointed by Congress. Do you understand? I think Congress is going to make a comeback. I hope so. Tell you what, the United States is counting on it. And your senator, Claire McCaskill, she must do this for you. And if she doesn't do it for you, you have to vote her out of office. If we don't get tax cuts and reform approved, potentially the biggest ever, we're looking for the biggest ever, jobs in our country cannot take off the way they should. We would like to bring our business tax rate down to 15%. Which would make our tax rate lower than most countries, but still by no means the lowest, unfortunately, in the world. And if we do these things, and if we care for and support each other and love each other, then we will truly make America great again.
And that is Donald Trump talking about if we care for and love each other and support each other by giving tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans, it'll make America great again, quote unquote. So one of the things that he said, TJ, in Springfield was that our self-destructive tax code costs Americans millions and millions of jobs. How true is that?
It's not true. Our tax code is destructive because it already gives corporations way too many tax loopholes that they take advantage of. Corporations are not paying their fair share in taxes as it is. The fact is, you know, the Republicans claim that we need to give corporations tax cuts so that they can be more competitive. Yet Donald Trump himself tweeted recently that corporations are making record profits, which is true, by the way. American corporations are already competitive and they are making record profits. Unfortunately, they haven't been using those profits to create jobs or raise wages for workers. Instead, they send more money to shareholders and their CEOs, which is exactly what they would do with more tax cuts. There are a handful of corporations today that pay very, very little taxes. They pay zero taxes in profits that they're currently stashing offshore. The biggest offenders here are Apple, Microsoft, Pfizer, and GE. They and a few other companies owe a collective $720 billion in back taxes, not even future taxes, taxes that they owe that they have not paid. And Donald Trump would give them a $600 billion forgiveness on the $720 billion that they owe. We don't really see that as making much sense.
So what part of his proposed tax plan is to forgive unowed back taxes?
Yes, that is correct, on offshore profits, called repatriation. And the Republicans would give a massive break to these companies to bring the profits back within the tax system.
One of the things that we hear from Republicans often to justify rewarding the rich is that they want to help small businesses, but maybe their idea of a small business is GE or Boeing. So what does Trump claim about how small businesses would benefit from his proposed tax plan, and how does it not hold water?
Right. So they're claiming that by creating a new tax rate, that they're claiming is for small businesses. It's actually more complicated than that. It's for something called pass-through entities. They claim that by creating this new rate of 15%, so people like Donald Trump right now have pass-through businesses. The Trump Organization is actually 500 small pass-through entities under an umbrella. He's supposed to be paying 39.5%, nearly 40% on those businesses. Instead, he wants to lower his rate all the way down to 15%. He's claiming that this will benefit small businesses, but studies show actually only 7% of business owners would benefit. And the people who would benefit the most are real estate developers like Donald Trump, hedge fund managers, and Wall Street lawyers.
So the Trump administration considers Trump's own business a small business?
Apparently, because those are the only kinds of businesses that are going to benefit from what Trump is claiming to be a small business proposal, but it's actually a hoax.
So let's actually spell that out. Here is, we have a president who has sort of an unprecedented conflict of interest in overseeing policies that benefit businesses, because he, of course, has his own business. It's, we're hard-pressed to come up with any comparison with previous presidents who've had this much financial interest outside of the White House on a personal level. Donald Trump is going to push a tax code that he would personally benefit from to the tune of something like billions of dollars? He and his family, I should say?
Again, I want to remind everyone, it's impossible to know exactly how much he would benefit because we haven't seen his tax returns.
Right. So,
but what we do know is that Trump is essentially looking to lower his own taxes from about 40% all the way down, which I'm sure he's not paying that because of various loopholes. But his taxes are supposed to be 40%, and he wants to lower them all the way down to 15%, which is a massive, massive tax break for himself. And on top of that, he also wants to eliminate the estate tax so that Ivanka and Eric Jr. and his other children can accept his estate tax-free.
Right. So estate taxes, is this what Republicans have referred to as death taxes in the past, or is that the inheritance tax?
Yes, they have in the past referred to the estate tax. as the death tax, which is ridiculous. They claim that the estate tax harms, again, they claim that it harms owners of small businesses. They claim that it harms farmers. But in fact, the estate tax only applies to estates worth $5.5 million or more. So there are very, very, very few family farmers whose estates are worth $5.5 million.
As far as you know, even though we don't have that many details on what Trump is proposing, is there an estimate of how much our federal treasury, or even just in general, government would lose if Trump's proposed tax plan were to become reality?
Yes. Again, we're only working off of a one-page sheet that they handed out at the White House. Ridiculously, they still haven't put forward a full plan. But based on the things that Trump and his advisors have said, we've been able to estimate that the tax plan being pushed by Trump would cost anywhere between $3.5 trillion and $5 trillion. So up to $5 trillion in tax cuts, the vast majority of which would go to millionaires, billionaires, and corporations. I don't think it's a coincidence that just a few months ago, Trump also proposed a budget that would cut spending to programs like Social Security Disability Insurance, Medicaid, public education, other healthcare programs by $4 trillion. That seems to be a little bit more than a coincidence that he wants to cut $4 trillion in programs for the middle class and working families while giving $3.5 or $5 trillion in tax cuts to millionaires and corporations. That's no coincidence. The fact is that he's paying for these tax cuts for the wealthy by cutting programs that the rest of us rely on.
So this is the compassionate conservatism writ large of Republicans and Trump. Let's talk about how it's not just Trump. I mean, he in the clip we played earlier, he sort of singled out Senator Claire McCaskill. He said to Missourians, if Claire McCaskill doesn't do this for you, meaning support the tax plan, you have to vote her out of office. So what are the odds that Congress will come through for Trump on this proposed tax plan?
Well, I think this is going to be a hard fight for progressives to win. The Republican Party cares deeply about tax cuts for the rich. They always have. And this is a real priority for them. So it's going to be in some ways even harder for us to win than it was on healthcare. But look, we were united. And we ended up defeating the Republicans' terrible efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And thankfully, Democrats were united in that, including strong Democrats like Claire McCaskill, who helped defeat the Republican attempt to repeal health care. There were also moderate Republicans like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, who voted with Democrats against their own party because they were so concerned about cuts to health care, cuts to Medicaid. We're hoping that they understand that the Trump budget and Paul Ryan's budget would enact such steep cuts to Medicaid once again to pay for these tax cuts. This is really the healthcare fight continued. People's healthcare is still at risk. The budget that Trump has put forward would reduce healthcare spending by $1.9 trillion. Most of that, the vast majority of that, coming from Medicaid. Medicaid, as we know, covers, I think it's 75% or more of all nursing home bills in this country. And every elderly person who's in a nursing home is relying on Medicaid. We have one in two births of American children are covered by Medicaid. So this is a critically important healthcare program that Trump and Paul Ryan would cut steeply to give these tax cuts to millionaires. So we need senators like Claire McCaskill and Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins and the rest to really understand that their constituents' healthcare is still at risk.
And so Republicans and Trump are not making the connection between their tax giveaway to the wealthy and cuts to Social Security and other programs, safety net programs. But you see it as a pretty obvious connection that you're defunding one and cutting, the Treasury income in another way, in a way that you can easily say, well, we don't need as many taxes now because we've cut all of these programs. They're not saying it out loud and clear. And of course, if they were, I wonder how Trump's base would respond to that.
Right, right. I mean, you're absolutely right. They don't want the public to make the connection between the budget cuts and the tax cuts. But it's our job to point out, hey, these are related, okay? We need the revenue of taxes to fund things like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And by Republicans giving away $5 trillion to millionaires and corporations, they are ultimately putting these programs at grave risk. And in fact, through their budgets, which are public documents, they are actually recommending cuts to these programs. So we think it's very disingenuous for them not to link the tax cuts to the budget cuts. And in fact, we think that Trump's base would be surprised to hear that Trump is proposing cuts to Medicaid and Social Security disability insurance when he promised on the campaign trail that he would not. Additionally, Paul Ryan's budget would cut Medicare. Paul Ryan has been coming after Medicare for many, many years, as we all know.
So actually, let's talk about Paul Ryan and the rest of the Republican Party. Where are they on Trump's tax code proposal? Is this a sort of wish list of all the Republican ideas in one place, or does Trump add or subtract things that many in his party would like?
So again, we only have the one page from Trump. But in terms of what we know, they are in alignment. The congressional Republicans and the White House are in alignment in terms of philosophy. They want to take a lot of money out of programs that the middle class relies on and give it to millionaires and corporations. They all agree on that. Where they have disagreements that we've noticed is in some of the specific rates. For example, there are places where Trump would go down to 15%, but Ryan has said it should be 25%, where the current rate is 35%, for example. So we actually think that Trump has proposed things even more extreme than the Republicans in Congress so that he can give cover. Oh, I don't know if he's that smart, but what he is doing is giving cover to what are already extreme proposals coming from the Republicans in Congress. Trump is going even more extreme to make them look more reasonable.
What about the individual tax code? You know, there's this idea that the tax code for individuals is so complicated that it hurts ordinary Americans, and Republicans want to simplify the individual tax code. Trump is saying that that there'll be only four tax brackets in his plan instead of the current seven. What do you make of this?
I think a lot of people can agree that that the tax code is too complicated. And I think that if Republicans were serious about real tax reform, they could come up with ways to compromise with Democrats. Progressives and conservatives could come together and compromise and find ways to reform the tax system. That is not, however, what Republicans are choosing to do. They are not seeking real tax reform, where if you lower the rate in one hand, but you close loopholes in the other, the revenue stays the same. That's not what they're looking to do. They're looking to give away $5 trillion to millionaires and corporations. So there really isn't much room to compromise there. And in terms of what Trump is doing, you know, it's not really making it much more simple. All you're doing is you're lowering the tax rate overall for wealthy people. They haven't talked about closing loopholes. They are talking about getting rid of some deductions that actually benefit the middle class, like the mortgage interest deduction or you know, child tax credits, several other things that have been brought up in discussions that would actually hurt people. And in fact, some studies have shown some middle-class families would be harmed by these tax proposals.
So from every angle, it seems, Trump is going after poor and middle-class Americans and rewarding his own friends, the friends of his class, if you will. So is there going to be a concerted, I'll sort of come back to the question of Congress, is that, because that seems to be the best place or the first line of defense against this tax code. Is there a concerted effort that you can tell among Democrats to stop this? They managed to dig their heels in for the repeal to Obamacare, so Trump is now trying another way to end Obamacare by simply defunding outreach, etc. But what can Democrats, what are Democrats planning to do about this tax code?
Well, we've seen very strong statements from leaders Schumer and Pelosi in Congress. We believe that Democrats will ultimately stand strong and stand united against these tax cuts. Democrats fundamentally believe in protecting Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and public education. So I think as more Democrats in Congress understand that those are the stakes of this fight, we will see united Democrats in Congress standing strong, and we will also be able to relate with moderate Republicans in Congress who also want to protect Social Security, Medicare, and public education for their members. And in fact, we're going to make sure that every member of Congress understands that these tax cuts are very unpopular with their constituents and, in fact, politically toxic. We intend to send a strong message. If you vote for these tax cuts for millionaires that will cut funding for Social Security and Medicaid, you will be voted out of office.
It's amazing because part of the assumption that cutting tax rates will create jobs is based on the myth that corporations actually pay 35% in taxes, right? They have already been paying far lower than 35%, and we haven't had jobs being created to enough of an extent. So they sort of rely on this myth that this high tax rate is what is preventing job creation. But if that's what was preventing job creation, then the lower actual tax code that corporations end up getting away with would have led to job creation. It hasn't.
Right. Right. And in fact, a group that we work with just did a study that showed AT&T, over a period of about a decade, paid only 8% in taxes. So you would think at such a low tax rate, they'd be creating jobs left and right if you listen to the Republicans, when in fact, over that same time period, they laid off 80,000 workers. So I think we can pretty much say with certainty that the Republican trickle-down argument is a myth.
Yeah, and it of course relies on this idea that corporations and wealthy Americans are interested in helping ordinary Americans. I mean, if you unshackle them, why would they share the wealth? If you unshackle them, they will hoard the wealth. That's what they are designed to do. Tell me about the Stop Trump's Tax Cuts website and the efforts that your coalition, Americans for Tax Fairness, has put together resources that ordinary Americans could use to educate themselves about this proposed tax code.
Yes, if we're to win this fight on the tax cuts for millionaires, we need the same folks who are so angry about the attempts to repeal the Affordable Care Act to protect your health care. We need you to stand strong. We need folks to get into their members of Congress offices. We need them to call their member of Congress. We need them to write letters. We need them to go to protests. We need them to ask questions at town halls. So we've put together a site called StopTrumpsTaxCuts.org or StopTrumpTaxCuts.org. And there you can find all of the different, what we would call budget trade-offs that I've discussed here. For example, $200 billion that we would lose by cutting the estate tax, where at the same time, $200 billion is being stripped from nutrition assistance and food stamps. So you can kind of see some of those parallels on how the tax cuts impact the budget. So we show that very clearly on that website, and as well as we have fact sheets and talking points. We have suggested questions that you can ask your members of Congress. So please definitely encourage folks to check that out.
So we will post links to those websites from our site later today. Let me ask you also, are there any sort of big mobilizations planned? Earlier this year, there was a big march related to the taxes, part of which was demanding Trump releases taxes, but also denouncing the current tax code as not being very progressive. Are there any such actions planned? And are they linked to any introduction in Congress of an actual piece of legislation that reflects Trump's tax code?
Yeah, we are working, in fact, very closely with many of the groups that planned those tax marches around the country. There was a big one in D.C., but there were also tax marches in cities across the country. We're working with those activists. They are engaged. They are ready to keep fighting. As you mentioned, there has not yet been an actual bill put forward. And I imagine that once there is, we will be ready in position to make our voices heard.
Well, I want to thank you so much, TJ, for joining us today, and good luck to you. We'll post a link to those websites because there's a lot of good resources, a lot of graphics and things that people can share on social media to, of course, get the national dialogue going on the issue of taxes. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me so much. Enjoyed it.
My guest is TJ Helmstetter, Communications Director with Americans for Tax Fairness. We've been discussing Trump's proposed tax code overhaul. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.